You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In New Zealand, particularly with COVID-19, the importance of small to medium businesses has been highlighted over and over again, as well as social issues such as wealth inequality. When it comes to importance of business and large social movements and events, situations such as the Black Lives Matter movement in the US highlight the ties that are present between businesses and social movements. In numerous TED Talks, as well as content produced in the US, there is a large focus on supporting Black-owned businesses to help reduce wealth inequality. The tie is here because by supporting these businesses, it creates revenue for minorities who are impacted most by wealth inequality and poverty, as well as allowing for innovation to thrive and create more work for those needing it the most. In Aotearoa, a similar push can be seen, with focus being put on supporting Māori businesses to help reduce wealth inequality. To understand what Māori businesses in Tamaki Makaurau look like, I talked to Jared McKay from Auckland Unlimited, who helps support Māori businesses and innovation, and started off by asking what Māori business in Tamaki Makaurau and Aotearoa looks like.
So in Auckland itself, we have between 5,000 and 7,000 Māori businesses, and that's based on research that people have done over the years, that number that we've come up with. Māori business in Auckland and around the country is both Māori doing business and kaupapa Māori businesses, and I'll explain that term a little bit. You have, for example, an electrician who happens to be Māori, and then you might also have an electrical firm that is kaupapa Māori, meaning that being Māori is an important part of the firm, or you know, whatever kind of business it is, whether it's a catering business or an accounting business or a technical business, that being Māori is an important part of the firm structure. It's also true that being a Māori business, kaupapa Māori business, has increased significantly in the last 5 years. So you may not know, but I used to own a catering company called Puha in Pākehā, and we were a Māori-based catering company. 5 years ago, six years ago, you couldn't do that. There's no way you could focus on that and present yourself as a Māori catering company. But these days, that has significantly changed, and being Māori is something you can be open about or, you know, explicit about and making it part of your business. And by the same token, you have Māori business professionals whose focus is Māori things. So, you know, accountants, marketing consultants, SEO consultants, the whole shebang. It's far more prominent now that you can be a Māori business professional, and being Māori is an important part of who you are and what you do.
Okay, so these are big steps forward. What other steps are being taken to bring Māori businesses to the forefront?
We, our crew at Auckland Unlimited, recently ran an economic summit. That was one of the things that we did. We wanted to get everybody in the room, providers, support people, Māori businesses themselves, Māori business professionals, and talk about the future of Māori business in Auckland. And some of the key learnings that came out of that were being Māori, we want to be interconnected more and work in together more. It's a, you know, a theme running amongst Māori culture that you work in together and cooperate and collectivise. So to facilitate that, we have programs that we run, and I'll give you a couple of examples. We have, for example, Whāriki, the Māori Business Network, and they would have at least 1,000 Māori businesses and Māori business professionals on their database, and they run regular events where you can get together, be kaupapa Māori together and meet other people and work in together. Another thing that we're doing, so next week we're running Takihua Business Showcase, and that's a chance for Māori businesses to raise their profile and work with each other, talk to each other, and work in together. It's also, what will also be there is what I call the ecosystem of support. There's the whole ecosystem out there of agencies that help support Māori businesses. So those people will be in the room, and it's a chance for them to talk to Māori businesses and vice versa, Māori businesses to talk to the ecosystem of support. I could talk a little bit more about what's out there, if you like.
Well, I was just going to
keep moving on. So with all of these sort of steps being taken forward, why should importance be placed on increasing multi-business innovation?
Yeah, so it is the way of the future. Māori business is at the moment a little bit overrepresented in the construction sector. There are Māori business innovations happening, and like every Māori, their businesses are across the spectrum of businesses. So they're in, you know, IT, they're in trade services, they're in accounting, they're in any manner of business. But by the same token, if you're going to, the future is increasingly uncertain and volatile. So the only way that you can adapt is to be adaptable and be quick on your feet and pivot really quickly when things change. So that's the feature of innovation. It involves a huge amount of openness and creativity. And if you don't have that, then you'll just get left behind. So Māori have been open and creative thinkers for centuries now, and coming up with new ways of doing things is super important.
I was going to say, with COVID-19 having such a large impact on everyone business-wise, how have Māori businesses adapted with COVID-19?
The latest figures out actually from the Reserve Bank show that the response to COVID-19 has been a really mixed bag, in that about half of the economy is massively up and half is massively down. So it's obvious that tourism businesses, for example, having no tourists is a massive issue for them. But by the same token, construction businesses are just off the chain. They're just going crazy at the moment. So they're the polar opposite of what's happened in response to COVID. By the same token, we have a program in Auckland Unlimited where we support businesses and Māori businesses, and some of them we help to pivot to other areas. And it could... if you were a tourism business, for example, you might have to shift to something completely different. You might have to shift to, maybe you used to be an electrician and you were, you know, you're going to shift to something completely different. We have, for example, Haka Experience, Te Wiki Haka. Some of what they do is tourism oriented, and that they have cultural experiences for tourists. But then they have developed a product that uses technology to give those experiences, as opposed to relying on people flying in and coming and visiting.
Okay, so we're in the US, we've seen movements such as Black Lives Matter bring the importance of black-run businesses to the forefront, particularly when it comes to reducing wealth inequality. Does the same concept also apply to New Zealand in supporting Māori businesses?
Yes. So as part of our crew that we work with, as part of the support systems available, there's an organisation called Amotai, and their remit is to encourage organisations to do social procurement, which is very similar to what you were talking about there. So the council and the government have committed to ensuring that 5% of their expenditure goes to Māori businesses. So that's the nature of social procurement. So those systems are already in place, and then we help the businesses themselves pitch for and win work. Because they still have to win the work, you still have to be good enough to win it and deliver it. So part of the support systems in place help them pitch for, win work, and deliver work.
Okay, and are there any particular industries where Māori businesses are needing more support from the public?
Again, they are across the board. People are interested in things Māori, they're very interested, particularly in Auckland. So, for example, if you go to a Te Reo course, there's tons and tons of South African Kiwis and English Kiwis and Chinese Kiwis interested in kaupapa Māori and Te Reo, for example. Māori businesses are across the board, and I don't think that there's any one industry where more support is needed from the public. What I would say is, if you are interested in things Māori, get out there and vote with your dollars and support... support Māori businesses.
Okay, and for Māori businesses out there, what resources are there out there to help boost their business and innovation?
So we have the ecosystem of support, and there is, for example, we have a Māori collab that we've brought everyone together under one umbrella, because there are a large collection of agencies that help, like New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, you have Regional Business Partners, you have Callaghan, you have TPK, you have Potama. So there is a very large collection of support mechanisms in place, and it can be a little bit difficult navigating your way through it because they all have different criteria, they all have different applications, and they all have different types of funding and support. So actually getting in with someone and getting them to help you navigate your way through the system could be quite useful, and Auckland Unlimited can do that through the Regional Business Partners Program. You'll have a kaupapa Māori person that can talk to you about what your needs are, assess your needs, and then help you figure out what is the best course of action.
Sweet. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
I think the future is quite bright for New Zealand and Māori business alike. I think that there's quite a lot of advancement in the profile of Māori culture and the ability for Māori to be Māori in New Zealand and for other people intensely interested in kaupapa Māori. So the future is quite bright, and Māori are very resilient and very resourceful and creative. So that makes me think that that's what makes me think the future is quite bright for kaupapa Māori going forward.
So that was Jared McKay from Auckland Unlimited talking about Māori business and innovation and where it's heading, where it's at currently. And he did talk about that there is an event going on this week where there's going to be Māori businesses going to be present, having a conversation around where Māori business is going and making connections. So if you're interested in that, I'm pretty sure it's going to be on the Auckland Unlimited website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.